want to also ask you about a paper that you had out recently, indolent lymphomas that present with clinically aggressive features, a subset of low-grade lymphomas with a behavior inconsistent with the histologic diagnosis. Can you kind of talk about what you were getting into there?
Yes, absolutely. I think that paper, to me, is one of the most important papers that I have written, because after 4 decades of treating patients with low-grade lymphoma, you start understanding or getting a better feel as to why some of them don't behave the way they should. And I realized years ago that there were some patients with the low-grade lymphomas that would present with the constitutional symptoms, which actually don't match the feature that the low-grade lymphomas usually are asymptomatic. So I started thinking about other cases, like, for example, those cases who also present with the high Ki-67. High, I mean 30% or more. And actually, that's already been shown by another group that patients who have high Ki-67 with low-grade follicular lymphoma do worse than those who have low Ki-67. And also, patients who have PET scans with SUVs 14 or more, I also consider that discordant. And there are other features, for example, when you have a space-occupying lesion in the spleen or liver, I used to do needle biopsies of those cases. And whenever that happened with the low-grade lymphoma, when I did a needle biopsy, they turned out to be large cell lymphoma. So anyway, when I found cases like that, I decided that it was a good idea to treat them in a different way. At first, I thought that those were patients who had transformed to large cell lymphoma, you know, that they had low-grade lymphoma in one area, but in another area, especially in areas where you have a high SUV, that I thought that maybe they had transformed. So I started doing needle biopsies of patients whose PET scan showed the high SUV. And to my surprise, they came back as low-grade lymphoma. So I decided that perhaps there's a subset of patients who, even though they have not transformed histologically, they still retain the low-grade morphology, but they behave like a large cell lymphoma. So I decided to treat those patients at the beginning with R-CHOP, thinking about treating the most aggressive component first. And then I would give them 4 courses of FND after I gave them 6 of R-CHOP, and then gave them maintenance. And with that approach, we have much better outcome than if you just treat them the usual way. And, you know, recently, there was a paper in which they described cases with low-grade follicular lymphoma who relapsed within the first 2 years, which is also unusual for low-grade lymphoma. When you treat them, they're characterized by late relapses, not early relapses. So that's more in keeping with the large cell lymphoma to have an early relapse within the first 2 years. My idea is that those cases that have been described as relapsing early and having a poor prognosis, in fact, they're recommending now that those patients should be transplanted as soon as they have their first relapse, if it's an early relapse, because otherwise their survival is poor. So my idea is that most likely those cases who have early relapses, most of them, I assume, must correspond to the cases that I call clinically discordant low-grade lymphomas.
That's fascinating.